In the town of Campi Bisenzio, north of Florence, in Italy's devastated Tuscany region, people hope to rebuild. It won't be easy. Tuscany governor Eugenio Chiani explained that at least six people were confirmed dead and two missing here in Storm Ciaran, which he said dumped an amount of rainfall not recorded in the last 100 years. This Campi Bisenzio resident was shocked at what he saw. I looked out and saw the water coming down like a river. There was nothing to stop it, not even sandbags. It hit us all of a sudden, he says. And with 300 million euros worth of damage, thousands without power and teams of firefighters continuing to intervene, the rebuilding has just begun. The storm also hit other parts of Europe, including France, where winds of 207 kilometers per hour or 129 miles per hour were recorded on the northwest coast. The storm also lashed southern England, Belgium, the Netherlands and Germany, as well as the Atlantic coast of Spain and Portugal. Authorities said two women and a man were killed off the coast of Portugal when their sailing boat capsized 35 miles or about 56 kilometers north of Lisbon in heavy seas. Authorities said the storm also claimed at least four lives elsewhere in Western Europe, including two in France and a further two in Belgium. In France, a truck driver was killed after being hit by a falling branch, while a 70-year-old man died in Le Havre after falling while attempting to close his balcony shutters. In neighboring Belgium, a 65-year-old woman and a 5-year-old child were killed in the city of Ghent after being hit by branches in two separate incidents. Eventually, the storm brought more death and destruction as it moved eastward across the continent. In Albania, police said a motorist died when he lost control while driving a car, which slid and hit barriers. Many roads in the country were flooded, including in the capital, Tirana. With the worst of Storm Ciaran now over, Storm Domingos is moving across the Atlantic and was expected to slam into Europe on Saturday. The worst of Domingos was to hit northern Spain and western France along the Bay of Biscay, where gusts in excess of nearly 100 kilometers per hour or 60 miles per hour were expected, possible in addition to heavy rain. There has been debate among experts and others about whether climate change is to blame for the weather phenomena hitting Europe, but whatever the reason, Europe will face more challenging days. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.